Hey guys, Will Durst here to say you had to love Ted Cruz telling Donald Trump that the rest of the country was concerned about his alarming New York values, totally ignoring the greater danger of the real estate developer's aerodynamic coif toppling over and knocking innocent supporters unconscious with its hard candy shell. But is it fair to make sweeping generalizations solely based on longitude and latitude? Well, yeah. It is. And besides New York, what other cliches can our little minds instantly make when presented with specific locales? Glad you asked. New Hampshire values believe in not just the electric chair, but the electric bleachers. New England Patriots values mean doing anything and everything to win, including the blurring of boundaries that lesser competitors might consider the rules. New Yorkie values involve a lot of yipping and the sound of toenails scratching on the linoleum. New Jersey values are almost exactly like New Yorkie values, but with bigger hair. New Balance values take into account sneakers and sneaker accessories. Washington, D.C. values are a mix of New Yorkie values and New England Patriots values. Texas values mostly have to do with barbecue, guns, and executing people, not necessarily in that order. Wisconsin values are totally measured in how the Green Bay Packers are doing, and cheese. Arkansas values are more family-oriented and totally understand that fathers can be uncles at the same time. San Francisco values are indicative of a tolerance for almost anything, except the intolerant that we cannot abide. Berkeley values are not as restrictive as San Francisco values. Madison values are similar to Berkeley values, but mitigated by snow and cheese and the Packers. And Maine values are none of your business. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.